You have your Bible this morning. We're going to be all over it. This is one of those messages that you would call a topical message, where you take a topic and we're going to be different places in the Word of God addressing that one topic. The topic this morning is, to what shall we liken God's Word? To what shall we liken God's Word? If you could say the Word of God is like, how would you fill in that blank? I'm sure that I won't cover all the territory this morning, but scripturally, I'm going to cover some of it anyway. And to what shall we liken God's Word? The message was birthed in my heart. Brother Brian taught in the book of Jeremiah this morning and did a wonderful job. But the message was birthed in my heart in Jeremiah. We're not going to start there, but the verse that God used to birth it in my heart was Jeremiah 23:29. It's not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces. So two out of the seven things I'm going to share with you this morning are in that verse. Amen. The word of God is like a fire. The word of God is like a hammer. That's what the Bible said in the book of Jeremiah. But we're going to look at some other areas as well. We'll begin with 1 Peter 2 and verse number 2. The Word of God said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Yesterday when I got home from Illinois, I, of course, went back in the bedroom, where there was a little girl fussing. Her mommy was trying to get her shirt on her, and she was just fussing. And I poked my head in the door, and I said, what are you fussing about, baby? And the fussing was over. There was a smile come on her face, and we just had good fellowship there with the baby and with Charity. And after that, I got Sawyer in my lap. Can I tell you something about milk? It's working. That boy's growing, buddy. I mean, tell you what's the truth. The Bible said that babes desire milk. Amen. Somebody was telling me a while back about seeing a deer born. I think it was the preacher at Caven Rock. It was up on the hill of a cemetery there. There was a white-tailed deer gave birth. And he said that little deer hit the ground and said it didn't hit the ground 5 seconds, and it jumped up. It went to shaking around. Said the next thing it wanted to do was nurse on that mama deer. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? The Word of God is like milk. Let's pray, and then we're going to get into the study this morning. Father, thank you this morning for the Word of God, and I pray, Lord, today that you'll bless it as it goes forth. And Lord, we'll just, Lord, trust you to do what's needed in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, we love you and thank you for loving us. Thank you for answering prayer already. God, we pray that Jesus will manifest his presence. In thy name we pray, amen. The first point in the message, the Word of God is like food. That first part of the food is like milk. The Bible said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow but thereby. Let me ask a question this morning. Could it be that if a person has no desire for the Word of God, that they've not been born into the family of God? The Bible said it's just as natural as my friend, a little baby, has a desire for milk, that a Christian that gets saved by the grace of God will have a desire for the Word of God. That young lady that was saved the other night, I have a testament like that you're using, Brother Steve, that I carry in my hunting pack. And I gave it away Wednesday night. Amen. And she and her mother are going to sit down and study it together. Study the Word of God together. There's a desire when we get saved for the sincere milk of the Word. The Bible talks about it being like food. It's like milk. It's like meat. The Bible said, for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such that need milk and not of strong meat. You see, it's nothing wrong with a baby starting out with milk and desiring milk. that it's not too long and it's already come that day in little Sawyer's life that he wants some of that stuff that comes in jars. Of course, Papaw's trying to help him along, amen. I'm trying to get him some sausage gravy and some mashed potatoes, amen. Something that's real, amen. And that you get that desire, beloved. It starts with the Word of God, with milk, just those basic truths of the Word of God, but it doesn't stop there. We want to get the meat of the Word of God. The Bible teaches us like bread. The Bible said, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger in Deuteronomy 8:3, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that the man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. That there's the freshness of the bread of God's word. Give us day by day our daily bread. There's the faith that's produced and the bread of God's word. The Bible said, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I think so many times we use that verse talking to that person that's not a believer. But beloved, that's where the believer's faith is increased as well. It's by getting into the word of the living God. And then there's the fellowship that's produced by the word of God, by the bread of God's word. You remember over there, Martha was cumbered about with much serving. She was kind of tore up about all that she had to do. But Mary sat at his feet. Mary heard his word. And the word of God said, beloved, Jesus said, Mary hath chosen the good part, and it will not be taken away from her. The fellowship that comes from God's word. And then the word of God is like honey. The word of God said in Psalm 119, verse 103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Let me say this morning. The first thing, the word of God's like food. You say, preacher, what are you trying to do? Well, what I'd like to do this morning as we go through this message is cause you in your everyday routine to ask yourself this question. Have I got the real food? When you sit down to eat, would you ask yourself the question, have I, my friend, set aside God's word? Because if I have, I'm missing the most important part of my diet, my spiritual diet, the word of God. We must have it. It's like food, my friend, for the soul. Amen. Second thing, the word of God is like a lamp. The word of God said in Psalm 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I'll tell you something right now. Just think about this for a moment. Have you ever been going down the highway and your headlights went out? Have you ever, my friend, listen, been riding a four-wheeler through the woods and you reached up to turn the lights on high beam, but instead you turned them off? Or you turned them from high beam to low beam and went one notch too far and turned them off. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Just a second. It doesn't take 10 seconds. Just 1 second with the lights off. My friend, traveling at any rate of speed at all will scare you. You know what we need? We need a group of God's people that be scared to death to try to walk in this wicked world that we live in without the lamp of God's word lighting their path. Amen. Beloved friend, we need the lamp. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I used to get to where I only carried one flashlight for a while going through the woods, and then I got smart. I put me an extra bulb in my pack. And then I got smarter than that. I put me some extra batteries in my pack. And then one day I was trying to put a bulb in the dark. And I figured, you know what we need? We don't just need an extra bulb and an extra battery. We need an extra light to see how to fix the first light. Amen. You know what God's people need in this dark generation? We need it. We need some extra light. Amen. That comes from the word of God like a lamp. And then it's like a fire. The Bible said in Jeremiah 23:29, it's not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord. The fire of God's word. Let me give you some things here. The Lord spoke to my heart about this. In Jeremiah 5:14, the fire of God's word will devour. The Bible said our God is a consuming fire. Notice what the Bible said. Wherefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people would, and it shall devour them.
The word of God devours the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment, of perdition and ungodly men. The word of God is like a fire. Listen, not only will the fire of God's word devour, but listen to this. I love this. The fire of God's word will deliver. You remember when Jeremiah got all down and out. Jeremiah said, I'm not going to speak anymore in his name. You remember that? He said, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm washed up. But there was a problem. Beloved, there was something down inside of him that was going to deliver him from that quiditis that he had. And the Bible said the word of God was like a fire. Listen to what it said here. He said, then I said, I'll not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Thank God the word of God will deliver you when nothing else will. Amen. Beloved, listen, we need that word. It's like a fire. I remember one time I was pastoring at Liberty Baptist Church, and I was so dry in my heart and in my spirit. In my spiritual well-being, it wasn't up to par. I was riding down the road talking to the Lord. I do that with my eyes open. Amen. But let me say this. I said, God, I need something. I said, Lord, I don't know what I need, but I need something. As far as I can remember in my life, I had never seen one of these signs before. Never. And I turned the corner there at Frisco Yard. I was on Carter's Valley Road. And there was a sign set off. If you turn down Frisco Yard, that sign was about that tall. It was in a diamond-like shape, and it said, fresh oil. I about shouted, Brother Ralph. I said, God, that's what I need. I need to be anointed with the fresh oil of God. And beloved, Jeremiah was ready to give it up, throw in the towel. But thank God the word was like a fire down inside of him, burning in his bosom. He couldn't give it up. He had to keep on going. Amen. The word of God. It's like food. It's like a lamp. It's like a fire. Then the word of God is like a hammer. The Bible said, is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Well, God, give me something right here. You think about a hammer. The Bible teaches us here that you take a hammer to a rock and you can break the rock with the hammer. You say, preacher, what is God trying to say? I'll tell you what he's trying to say. In this world that we live in, it could be that your heart was. I know my heart was hard like a rock. But honey, there was something come along harder than my heart. And that was the hammer of God's word. And thank God the hammer broke the rock in pieces. Amen. Beloved, listen, the hammer is used to break things. It's used sometimes to tear things up. Amen. I believe, listen, if you're going to take something apart, a hammer's an important tool to have. You can beat on a 2x4 with it. You can pull nails out of the 2x4 with it. Beloved, listen, the hammer is used to break things many times. But let me give you this. This is what God said to me, and I believe it's right here in the Word. The hammer's not only used to break things, but the hammer is used to build things. Listen to me carefully. I was thinking, listen, about building. Listen what the Bible said in Acts chapter 20 and verse number 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. See, this Bible is not only like a hammer that can break you down, but thank God this Bible is like a hammer that can build you up. Amen. God's in the building business. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen. Use a hammer to break things. Use a hammer to build things. Let me ask you a question. Has your heart ever been broken? When the choir sings about Jesus, God giving his son on that cross of Calvary, has that ever broken your heart? Have you ever been broken in your spirit? Have you ever had your pride broken? You ever had your will broken? I tell you what, a person that's still walking in their own will, my friend, listen, has not had their will broken, has never met the Master, because he'll break your will. He'll break your will. Beloved, it's like a hammer. God uses a hammer to break things. God uses a hammer to build things. You know, some of you all are familiar with weightlifting, and weightlifting and building up muscles. I didn't know this for a long time, but you don't want to lift the same muscle parts, the same parts of the body. You don't want to do that every day. You see, you need to break down the muscle, but then the muscle needs to rest the next day so it can build back up. And you know what I believe? I believe God, my friend, listen, works in our life with His Word. There's some things that need to be broken down. But He don't want to just break us down. He wants to build us back up. Amen. Why? To make us stronger in Him. To make us, my friend, more effective in His work. That's like a hammer to build things, to break things. The Word of God is like a two-edged sword. The Bible said, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Beloved, the Word of God. Listen, somebody said, well, I read the Bible. I like that. But I tell you what I like even better than that, when the Bible reads me. Amen. It's the Word of God, my friend, that discerns the very thought, the very intent of the heart. And God said, it's like a two-edged sword. It will cut you. Amen. And you know what we need? We need some surgery every once in a while, performed by the great physician. Amen. In our life. And God will do what's necessary in our lives, because His Word is like a two-edged sword. The Bible's like food. The Bible's like a lamp. The Bible's like a fire. Beloved, this fire will warm your heart, won't it? Amen. The Bible's like a hammer. The Word of God is like a two-edged sword. Let me give you this next thing in the message. The Bible said, is like seed. It's like seed. You know, we're going to visit in the first Saturday of the month again. We try to do that every month. And we're going to go out and we're going to have flyers, and we're going to have gospel tracts. And you say, preacher, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is the Word of God's printed on the page. And the big deal is the Word of God is the seed that needs to be sown in the field. If you have the seed, the Bible said, is the seed yet in the barn? If the seed stays in the barn, then there's no harvest. But if the seed is planted in the field, Jesus said, a sower in Luke chapter 8, He said, went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell by the wayside. It was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Other fell on good ground, sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? You know, today, listen, if you never share testimony, you never share the Word of God with somebody else, it could be that we need to listen right here real closely, because the Word of God is like seed. And Jesus said this, he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to other in parables, that seeing they may not see, hearing they might not understand. Now, the parable is this. Jesus is plain. He said, the seed is the Word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil, taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. You see, you got to believe the Word of God to be saved. But, beloved, listen, the devil don't want you to do that. The Bible said, they that on the rock, they which hear, they receive the word with joy, they have no root, which for a while believe, in the time of temptation they fall away. And then they which fell among thorns are they, which when they have heard, they go forth and are choked with the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and a good heart, having heard the word of God, they keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. The word of God is like seed. I just want to say hallelujah. There might have been some 30 years ago that said he won't last. He won't make it. That was one man testified when I surrendered to preach. He said it's just emotion. He won't last. But the seed of the word of God, beloved, will last. It's an incorruptible seed. It lives forever and forever. And when the seed of God is planted in a heart that's good ground, God can bring forth fruit unto everlasting life. Amen. I'll tell you this evening, this morning, we cannot control the ground, but we can drop the seed. And listen, if one-fourth of the seed comes up and brings forth fruit, I say hallelujah to the Lamb. That's what we need to do, is be dropping the seed. The Bible talked about being born again. Not of an incorruptible seed, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Some people think you're being presumptuous if you say, I know I'm going to go to heaven when I die. If you say, I know I'm going to live forever. They think you're presuming. You know what I am presuming in a sense? I'm presuming that what God said is true. That the word of God is the seed, and it's the good seed, and it fell in good ground. And my friend, listen, that it's incorruptible. You can't corrupt that seed. This body's corruptible. But thank God, this Bible is not corruptible. Amen. It's the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. So the Word of God, it's like seed. It's like a two-edged sword. It's like a hammer. It's like food. It's like a fire. It's like a lamp. And I want you to think about all these things, if you will, in your daily life. Think about them, amen. Think about them. Think about them. Think about them when you see a garden. Think about them when you see a harvest. Think about them when you pick up a hammer. Think about them when you turn the light on. Think about them when you turn the heat up. Listen, the last thing in the message this morning is the Word of God is like a mirror. You say, preacher, what do you mean? It's like a mirror. How many of you all looked in the mirror this morning? I'm not going to be a smart aleck right here, but how many of you looked in the mirror this morning? I did too. Amen. I'm telling what would happen if we didn't look in the mirror. Amen. I mean, my wife, I look in the mirror and I tie my tie and I do the best I can, and she's still getting a hold of it and straightening it up. Amen. I do the best I can. Amen. You say, preacher, why'd you cut your hair so short? It's a lot easier to fix this way, isn't it, Brother Brian? A lot easier. Amen. I don't have to worry about that thing sticking up in the back. I don't know what you call that wild thing. It always stuck up back there, but everybody tell me about it, amen. Everybody that loved me would, amen, real close to me. But you know what? That mirror will help us get ready to come to the house of God. That mirror will help us, amen. Now listen, the mirror of God's word will help us even more. James 1:22 said this, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass." That glass there is a mirror, looking glass. "For he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." But we all, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 3:18, "with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God." Let me give you something. Listen, we're not going to be changed looking into the Kingsport Times News. We're not going to be changed looking into the New York Times. We're not going to be changed watching CNN or MSNBC or ABC or NBC. Amen. We're not going to be changed watching the news. But I tell you what, when you look in the mirror of this book, it'll change your life. Amen. You know what I believe? I believe it's kind of like Billy Sunday said. The woman said, "Why do you keep having revivals when they don't last?" He said, "Why do you keep taking a bath?" I like that, amen. A bath doesn't last very long either, does it? Some people try to make it last a week, and it just won't last a week, amen. Give us this day our daily bath, is what I say to the Baptist this morning, amen. But we don't only need a bath in water. We need a bath in the water of God's Word. We need to look into the mirror of God's Word. We need to look sincerely. We need to look honestly. You know what David did? When he, in Psalm, I believe it's 139, when he said, "Search me, O God, and try me. Know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me." David was saying, here's a book that's just like a mirror. My friend, listen, this book will not shine what you want it to shine always, but it will reflect what you need it to reflect in your life. Amen. The Bible said we're with an open face beholding the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. You say, "Preacher, what do you mean like a mirror? What do you mean beholding the glory of the Lord?" Well, the Bible said this. When you're looking in this book, when you're looking in this mirror, you're looking in His face. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Listen, beloved, looking in this book is looking in the mirror of God's Son and seeing His face in the mirror. The Bible said, my friend, in the beginning was the Word. Looking, beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we're changed into the same image. The songwriter said it like this: "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace." Amen. Beloved, if we look in this book and willing to look in the mirror, we'll be much more apt to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Jesus at the marriage of Cana of Galilee, His first miracle, here's what His mother said to Him: "Whatsoever He saith unto you, do it." I believe that's what we need to get back to, looking into the Word, the mirror of God's Word. So when we look in the mirror, let's remember the Bible. Let's remember the Bible. It's like a seed. It's like a hammer. Like a two-edged sword. Years ago, we had a missionary visit our church from the Philippines. And he presented me with a sword that they made in the Philippines out of a leaf spring on a car. And I still have it. It's hanging up in the house over the door in the den there. And he spoke broken English. And Brother Gale, he looked at me. I was down on the front bench, and he said, "I give sword to pastor. May need in business meeting." That's what he said. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Right here's the sword we need in our business meeting. Amen. Right here, my friend, is what we need in our daily lives, in our walk with God. We need His Word. We need His Word. May God help us to realize that His Word is like food. It's like milk. It's like bread. It's like meat. It's like honey. Can I ask you something this morning? Do you desire the sincere milk of the Word? Could it be, beloved, could it be? Listen, could it be that you're not even a babe in Christ? Could it be that someone has not even been born again if they have no desire? I'll say this. A lot of people in our country not only don't have a desire for the Word of God, but they're absolutely, they're just mocking the Word of God. They think it's a fairy tale. It's like a fable. Honey, if you're on that side of the book, you're on the wrong side of the book this morning. Beloved, this book, I tell you, we ought to desire it. Just like we desire our daily bread, we ought to desire the Word of God. We ought to sow it. We ought to give it out. Give out the Word of God. That little girl, Olivia, last Sunday before I left for Illinois, held a gospel track up and said, "You want some Jesus?" I say, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. I don't know who told her what was in that piece of paper. I suspect who did. Olivia likes for you to read to her. And her mommy may have read her that gospel track. I don't know. But I know this. She knew Jesus was in that piece of paper. And she wanted to know if I wanted some. This morning, do you want some Jesus? Do you have a desire for the Word of God? Have you been born again of an incorruptible seed? Because if not, Jesus is going to come and you're not going to be ready. You're not going to be ready to meet Him. If you'd like to be ready to meet Him, you must trust Him. You must believe on Him. You must accept Him as your Savior. And beloved, listen, He's told all that we need to know right here in the pages of this Bible. These words, my friend, are life. These words, my friend, can deliver us from sin and the power of sin. Let's bow for prayer this morning. Father, thank You for the Word of God. Lord, thank You for Jeremiah. He said, "Is not Thy word like a hammer? It breaketh the rock in pieces like a fire." God, we appreciate so very much the Word of God. I ask You, dear Father, today to speak to that heart of that one, Lord, that has not been born again, has not been saved. I pray, Lord, today that You'd speak to that heart, that You'd help them today to understand the need to trust Jesus.